Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett about the latest in the Iowa legislature.
Joined by State Senator Julian Garrett. Senator, thank you so much for joining us. I saw in your newsletter that the Senate is considering election reform and that closing the polls at 8 o'clock. Just kind of talk about why the Senate is considering election reform at this point.
Well, there is a certain amount of inconsistency in elections and when they close. For some elections, they already close at 8. Most states around the country close earlier than we do. And so we have a proposal on the table to make that change and some other changes with the election law having to do with the constitutionality of requiring handwriting checks was one issue last time. They're trying to address that. And there was talk about having a provision that if you lost a primary, you couldn't then run again against the winner of the primary as an independent, although I think they may be taking that out. This is a bill in state government committee, which I'm not on, so I'm not directly involved in the details. But they're just trying to. A lot of this comes at the request of the county auditors. They're the ones that administer the elections, and they have an association where they meet periodically and talk about things in their office, and the 8 o'clock, for example, that was one of the things that they recommended to make it more uniform and simpler for them to get things tallied and so on at the end of the day. So there are several provisions in it. I don't have a feel at this time as to whether it will pass the House and Senate or not. That's always an issue, and you don't always have agreement between the two bodies, as when a bill passes one, it doesn't necessarily mean it'll pass the other. We hope it does, and you try to work with the other side, and so that you can get things passed that you think need to be passed. So I'm not sure what the future of this bill is, but it is in the works on the Senate side.
Well, I'll just ask as far as election reform, and like I said, you're not a part of that committee, so can't exactly work on the ins and outs of it, but I'll just ask, wouldn't it be better to just leave it up to the county auditor rather than make it uniform? I mean, I'm thinking of maybe a Des Moines, county or Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, that maybe needs to service more voters. Maybe it needs to stay up later. And I mean, I feel like we'd be maybe discounting some of those votes if we close at 8 o'clock.
Well, I think if we did it that way, it would be confusing to people. They wouldn't perhaps know when their polls closed. If one county closed at 8 and then an adjoining county closed at 9, I think that could be confusing. Now, you take a bigger county, they have a lot more precincts. Des Moines has, and I don't remember the exact number, but it's in the hundreds of precincts, whereas in Warren County here we have, I believe it's 30. So it's not like it, when you're in a bigger county, then the workers have a lot more to do because there are a lot more people to do it. Now they bring their totals in to the office, and of course that has to be totaled up and so on. But that's pretty much anymore done by computers and electronically. So I don't know that it would be more difficult for larger counties. I have not heard that complaint from the larger counties. My understanding was the big majority of the auditors favored closing a little earlier. But again, there are a lot more precincts, so the number of voters per precinct probably isn't that much different than in a city precinct in Indianola, for example, or Fort Dodge, or whatever. So hopefully that wouldn't be a problem. I had not heard that anyway.
Thanks to Senator Julian Garrett for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.